Over the past year, city officials have doubled down on bringing more solar power to Philadelphia. City Council pledged 20,000 additional rooftop panels by the year 2025, though there's still a long way to go. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports on a new ranking and a plan from the governor to encourage the solar sector.
Out of the nation's top 65 cities, Philadelphia is 26th in total solar capacity and 41st in per capita solar generation. The advocacy group Penn Environment released the rankings. Executive Director David Mazur says that's far behind places like Wilmington, Delaware, and Newark, New Jersey.
Philadelphia's poor ranking is really just a reflection of if we create the policies and bolster up this job-creating opportunity that's good for our environment, we can really reap the benefit. And if you don't, you'll miss out.
The group backs Governor Tom Wolf's plan to spend $225 million on alternative energy, including $50 million for solar.
The only energy source I've ever found that people actually quote-unquote love, the only one, is solar.
John Hanger, Secretary of Planning and Policy for Wolf, says those funds would relaunch the PA Sunshine program.
Solar power is going to reshape the energy industry across the United States. And the question for Pennsylvania is, are we going to lead or are we going to actually be at the back of the pack?
Also supporting the proposal is the Electricians Union, Local 98, which has been a national leader in teaching workers how to install solar panels. Training director for the union, Michael Neal, says with proper support from the state and city, solar could generate about 200 jobs. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.
This disclosure, Local 98 represents union engineers at WHYY.